Welcome to the Life Affairs Podcast. This is a place where we share life experiences and the many lessons learned by just living. Join me to immerse ourselves and take a closer look at the stories that shaped and defined us. Just remember, there's no judgment and a lot of understanding on today's episode of the Life Affairs Podcast. Feeling yearnings today. We are not meant for stagnation. We are meant to grow. Melody Beattie. Ever scroll through social media? Travel explorations? Dream jobs? Beachside workations? Perfect moms? Suddenly your heart aches for something just out of reach. You put your phone down, you walk to the kitchen, open the fridge, and stand there staring at it. You are not alone. The other day, I go for a guided stroll in the beautiful dunes around the North Sea. At some point, we reach the beach, a very wide, empty, and completely unexploited beach, the most beautiful thing I see on this dark, rainy day. My guide sits me down on the sand and opens my hand. She hands me a small bag full of tiny crystals. She says, "These crystals are your yearnings. I want you to think of each yearning you have, and for each one, throw as many crystals as you want. If you have finished your crystals, but your yearnings are not, come to me and I will give you more." As I listen to her, my mind starts wandering and my eyes fill with water. I start crying, like sobbing. I stand up, take off my gloves, and start walking. I don't even know that what I am feeling is a yearning. My guide tells me, "You can do anything. Today you can have every thought and feel every yearning. You can pursue every desire that burns within you." While I sob scared of what will come up in my heart, I sob more for the guilt of embracing my yearnings. At first, I'm reluctant. If I throw the crystals, this means I am allowing myself to feel free. Is it allowed? Will my freedom be dangerous, unconventional, or unacceptable? Then, like a rewind button, I look at my hand. The thought of feeling free in my head washes all over me. With hesitation at first, but then growing conviction, I start scattering the crystals. I kiss few of them before they slip off my fingers. I hold few others close to my heart first. And I do it because in my yearning, I realize I don't only have ambitions for growth and envision future me. I also have yearnings for letting go, and the let-go crystals are the most difficult ones to slip away from my hand. The bag is empty. My guide walks further away, and I run to her. I have a big smile on my face, and I feel contempt. No more crystals for me. I am good. Next time, I will have new yearnings and new crystals. She and I walk away from the beach up in the direction of the dunes, and we talk about our yearnings. We all have yearnings. Sometimes fear or doubt keeps them on silent mode. There are moments to unmute and change what inspires you. What place or method helps you bring your yearnings to life? Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with your friends and family and ask them to subscribe. Leaving a rating and review on platforms like Apple Podcast can also help boost the podcast ranking. Your support through word of mouth is greatly appreciated. If you feel I'm encouraging you to tell your story, contact me on rula@thelifeaffairspodcast.com. You will see my email in the show notes. I'll see you next time.